Welcome to Steadfast Hope. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbach, and we have a great Bible devotion for you today. It'll only be about 10 minutes, but it's going to be rich and full. We're coming to you from Dallas, Texas, from Herb's House Coffee Shop, and this is just a great place to be, Kent, right here with you, and we'll have our men's Bible study here in 2 days, and this room will just be jam-packed with men as we're studying the Word of God. Well, we're in John chapter 2 and verse 5, and we're looking at the first miracle that Jesus performed in his public ministry. It was when he attended a wedding, and he turned water into wine. And we're looking at verse 5, and just to set the scene, they have run out of wine. And Jesus' mother comes to Jesus and, in essence, says, "You've got to do something." And she understands who Jesus is and that he can solve the shortage here and the dilemma. And Jesus rather abruptly says to her, "My hour is not yet come," for him to really give the full display of his messiahship at the cross. But in verse 5 is what we're looking at. His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Kent, that's a great verse, because she understands that whatever Jesus says is the right thing. It's backed with wisdom, divine wisdom, that he knows what is best in every situation, in every circumstance of life. We don't know what's best. He knows what's best. And what Jesus' mother says to the servants, really the whole Bible says to you and me, which is, whatever he says to do, do it. And it really comes back to this theme of obedience, this truth of obedience. We have a tendency to sometimes want to negotiate with the Lord. We may not actually say it, but that thought is somewhere there in the back of our mind that I've got this. I can work this out. And in reality, we need to live a life of explicit obedience. And that's what we're calling this devotion, explicit obedience, meaning just unconditional obedience, because he never misguides us. He never misdirects us. I mean, he always threads the needle perfectly in our lives. And he never needs a mulligan. He never needs a second opportunity, a second chance with us to make it right if he misdirects us the first time. I mean, every time his word provides the perfect direction for us. And I'm thinking of Psalm 119, I think it's verse 103. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It reveals the way that we should go in this dark world of uncertainty. And so what Jesus' mother said to the servants really is true for you and me. That we must do whatever he says to do. And that theme really comes out in the upper room discourse, where Jesus says multiple times, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so it tells us it's really out of a heart of love for Christ and devotion to Christ that we should embrace him, embrace what he says, and that we should put it into practice in our lives. And whenever we do not do what he says to do, it's really a lack of love on our part for him, and really a love for ourselves, or a looking to ourselves and trusting in our own ingenuity, when instead, how simple is this? Whatever he says, do it. Kent, let's talk about this.
Well, first of all, did you just do this for me? It was just for me.
It's for all of us, Kent. It's for all of us.
Steve, you know this about me, but when I was growing up, I had a hard time obeying. I mean, I
that's that OCD in you, that ADD.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But I know my father gave me my last spanking with his big paddle when I was a junior in high school. So obedience has always been harder for me than many. And I know this, but why is it? Here it is again. I need to be reminded this all the time.
Yeah.
Why can't I just say, are there some of us that it's easier to be obedient and they're just people just more, and then there's others of us that have to be reminded over and over again and we rationalize. What is it in us? Start with me.
Well, Kent,
Start with me, Steve.
I think it's very unique to you. The rest of us are
just me
searching to be able to identify
do
with
we need
this.
Do we need to redo it?
Yeah, no, I
but
think...
But obedience, yeah.
Yeah, it's sin, really, is at the root, and pride that I know better.
Yeah.
I do think, personality-wise, some people are more naturally complacent. But we must be supernaturally complacent. And that's a work of God, the Holy Spirit, within our hearts. I do think there are certain people, even like Peter, who are so spontaneous and just reacting that they don't always react in the same way where someone else, let's say like John, would be more contemplative. And so I think it's a mark of leadership. Like with Peter, he's always ready to charge, but not always in the right direction.
Yeah.
And so, Kent, I mean, what you said, I think we can all relate that there is inherent within us a desire to do our will and not the will of the Father.
Yeah.
And even Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane had to pray, not my will, but your will be done, and even a continual submission in his sinless humanity, yielding to the will of the Father, knowing how costly that will be.
Can you speak then, on our last few minutes, to this mindset that's so easy for us to fall into when we say, well, I'm already saved. I have my fire insurance. I know I'm going to heaven. It won't matter. I'll just do this anyway, or I'll do that anyway, and it's okay.
Yeah.
How do you address that mindset? That's.
Well, I think we need to think about the consequences of that.
Yeah.
Because grace doesn't remove the consequences, and there is a loss of spiritual power in our lives. There's a loss of spiritual joy. And peace. There is a forfeiting of usefulness in ministry. There is an invitation of God's discipline in our lives. There could be a forfeiting of qualification to serve the Lord in a specific way. There are many end results of disobedience to the Lord, that we have to really carefully think through. Yes, we are eternally secure in Christ, but on a temporal level, as we live our lives, God's joy and peace accompanies our obedience to His will. And when we go our own way, there's always a price that we end up paying, and at times it can be a very painful price that we pay. So, Kent, I think what we're talking about here is so germane to each of our Christian lives, and it's a reminder that we all need, that none of us, in essence, are above the law, above the law of God. We're under grace, but we're not above the law.
Amen.
And we must be walking the narrow path that He has laid out for us, because that's what leads to blessing and the fullness of God's abundant favor to be poured out on our lives. So, Kent, it seems like every one of these is just so relevant for our personal life. Really, it's just amazing how the Bible speaks to every one of us exactly where we are.
It really does.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. It's more relevant than today's newspaper.
Amen. I've heard a great man say that.
Yeah, I have too. Who was that?
So I want to thank you for joining us for this session of Steadfast Hope. And I just would repeat what this text says to you. Whatever Jesus says to do, do it. And so that's God's message of the moment for each one of us. And may the Lord give you great strength and encouragement to walk His path. God bless you. Thanks for joining us for Steadfast Hope.